Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Community Corner for today. And we continue with our series of interviews regarding the candidates running for office in the November 5th election, which is not too far off. It's my pleasure now to speak with a Webster City businesswoman who is seeking the 1st District Supervisor seat as a Republican, Mary Clausen. Mary, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. Today. Glad to have you here today. So, again, Election Day just around the corner. But for those of you who may have moved into Webster City, and of course, like to know more about Mary Clausen. Of course, I know you, but let's find out more from yourself, Mary, about yourself.
Well, I was from Cammer, Iowa. I graduated from Northeast Hamilton, and then I came to work at Webster City, and I managed Osweiler's Beauty Salon for over 17 and a half years. And I always say that my mentor was Paul Osweiler, because he always kept me informed about the business and the political in Webster City and all that stuff. And I've been involved with NHCA and the Iowa Central Cosmetology Board, and I was on the state board too. And when I got married, I moved to Brushy, Iowa. I lived there, and then when my husband got sick, he moved me back to Webster City. So I've kind of always have been political in the background. In all my life, I was going to go into service when I was out of school, but my father said the Vietnam War, and that I was not, his daughter was not going to go to that. And I always wondered why I didn't, and I always had in the background that I would go political someday. And this is the time of my life that I decided that if I'm going to do it, let's do it.
Very good. Well, Mary, let's find out why you're running for 1st District Supervisor.
Well, my biggest reason why I want to run is I want to protect Hamilton County and their people, and I want to cut our property taxes. Our property taxes have gone up 28% in the last 4 years. That's kind of high, and I'm a hairdresser, and so I see people when they come in about how much this is and how much that is. And COVID had a lot to do with it, too, but I feel like we've spent money that we need to look at that budget for Hamilton County a little bit better than we have been. And I want to cut taxes, I want budget, and I want to be more responsible. And I want to, first of all, work for the people. That's what, when we're on this earth with God, and I did a lot of praying before I decided to run, that we're here for one reason, to serve God. And by serving God, I think I'll work for the people for Hamilton County, and hope we get make Hamilton County is a good county to live in, safe county. Mm-hmm. We have good sheriff department. We have a lot of good secondary roads, and we have good conservation department and public health, and a lot of county organization, especially our veterans too. So I just want to help and make it better.
Any other things you heard from the public, too, other than concerns about the budget there, Mary, and you're running for
I've had a lot of support. I'm, you know, on my ads, I always say I'm a phone call away, and I'm serious about that. I'm here to serve the people if I get elected, and I hope I do.
Mm-hmm. What else concerns you as you run on November 5th?
My biggest thing is to cut the property taxes. And our governor is working on it. It hasn't passed yet through the legislature, which we need to have it do, because we can't really handle with, like, Polk County how much they're growing compared to how much we're growing. And when I have been to the Capitol and talking to some of the senators, we've talked about that too. So let's hope that we can get something worked out that we don't, the elder people, it's hard for them for Hamilton County to live in because of the tax.
And we're talking with Mary Clausen, Hamilton County, a Republican candidate for the 1st District Supervisor. So I'll clear your throat right there. So what else did you want to say about that, Mary?
And I want to, you know, I want to protect Hamilton County, and I want to support our small businesses, because we have a lot of small business that we need to protect in our county.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's some concerns about where we're heading in the future, too, there, Mary, for the economy.
Well, if we all knew what the economy is going to do in the future, we'd all be less smart.
For sure.
You know, we have to take it one day at a time to make sure that we make the right decisions in life.
Mm-hmm. Have you met with the other supervisors before, like Rick Young and Dan Campidilli? Of course,
yes.
Dan's retiring at the end of this year.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. And I have other counties, too. I've not just went to Hellman County. I've been in other counties, too, to see what they do, too.
Mm-hmm. Any other examples you have there, Mary, from what you've seen like to come in the future?
I mean, I want safety for
our
county.
Right,
and,
right.
And I want to be more budget responsibility, and I want to work for the people. I mean, you know, I can't really say what I'm going to do until the thing comes to me. And then,
sure.
And I will do my homework. You know, we have a project right now that we're working, that the county is working on with the gun thing by Ellsworth. And I went to, I'm a Pine Lake member, and I went and talked to them for 2.5 hours to see how theirs was run and all that stuff, too. So, and then I want to go to Ackley, too, to see how Ackley runs their gun thing, too.
Okay, very much so. So those are some of the things that you're concerned about,
mm-hmm.
about the future of the economy, as well as gun safety and so forth.
Correct.
In here. So.
And safety for our sheriff department, you know. I mean, we have a very good sheriff department, and we want to be safety for them. And mm-hmm. our secondary roads, to see how they are, and especially all of our employees that we have in our county. We need to protect them, too.
Mm-hmm. So you've met with the people. Of course, the economy is on number one. But as we kind of wrap up here in a little bit, do you want to mention why people should vote for you coming up on November 5th, Mary? Tough question.
Well, first of all, I want them to vote.
Right.
I have campaigned a little bit, and when I did, I've had about 20 people that I said they didn't even know where to vote and how to vote, and I told them, and I said that this is their responsibility to vote. I was 17 years old when I went to Liberty Center with my father to the first Republican thing, and I knew then that how important it was for us to vote and to be a citizen of the United States. And we live in a good country. All I can say is if they vote for me, I will work very, very hard for them. And I will do my very best. I'm an honest person, and I'm a caring person. So whatever the situation I will be in, I will make sure I do the right decision like I did for 9 years at the Cosmetology Board.
Mm-hmm. So that's the word you're going out to all the voters, and that's the first district here in Webster City. That's where it's all made up as, in the first district, Webster City.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, and thank you for having me, Pat.
Absolutely. Mary Clausen, my guest this morning here on KKWC, as we talk all about the big election coming up on November 5th. Please go out and vote, and more information, just contact Mary Clausen or contact the Hamilton County Auditor's Office. Mary Clausen, again, thanks.